Phil Milani here with Matt Boyer and Andrew Mason at Broncos headquarters, where on Tuesday the team decided to match the Miami Dolphins' offer to C.J. Anderson. Mace, C.J. is coming back to the Broncos. Why did they make this decision?
Well, you look at the offense being in a state of flux, obviously, with all that's gone on at quarterback in the last week or so, and I think John Elway felt it was crucial to maintain as much continuity, at least in the running game, as possible, because that running game, when this offense is working, it's going to be a quarterback's best friend. And with C.J. Anderson, you have a running back who's proven he can flourish in this system when healthy. Remember, he had the ankle injury the first 6 weeks of the 2015 season. That hindered his progress. He turned it up in the second half of the season. In fact, in the last 2 years, no running back has more yardage from week 8 onward, heading 8, that includes the playoffs, than C.J. Anderson in terms of yardage from scrimmage. So that sort of down-the-stretch production, and also the mentality that he plays with. You look back at the run he had against the Colts in January 2015, that playoff loss. That epitomized the whole kicking and screaming mantra that John Elway wants to have, and it would have been a tremendous detriment to this team, I think, to let him go. Okay, it's not going to be cheap. There's going to be a $6 million cap charge in the first year because of the way the contract was structured from the Dolphins and the Broncos match today. But it's also a contract that fits in the Broncos' pay-as-you-go mindset. That's what they want to have with their contract, so they can make it work under the cap. And now I think the goal will be to find out who the number two running back is to partner with C.J. Anderson.
And like Mace just alluded to, C.J. Anderson, one of those Broncos backs that really knows how to find the end zone.
Yeah, and you saw him, Mace alluded to it last year, finding the end zone plenty. One thing I think that went into this decision, though, and one thing that I think that C.J. brings to the table is value. I think that he, in this system, we saw him flourish last year, but you also think about value as opposed to alternatives. What were the alternatives if the Broncos didn't bring C.J. back? Lamar Miller, we saw the Texans pay Lamar Miller a lot of money. Maybe not the choice that the Broncos wanted to go with. And then you look at the draft. Ezekiel Elliott, obviously the number one pick at the running back spot, but is he going to be there for the Broncos? And do they want to stick where they are and maybe pick up Derrick Henry? It's a question mark. It's not a guaranteed thing. With CJ, you know what you're going to get. You know what price you're going to get for him. And I think that that was important in making the decision. And I also think that when you've got a backfield where you don't know if Ronnie Hillman will be coming back next year, Mark Sanchez, new quarterback, Trevor Siemian, inexperienced quarterback, you need to have a veteran leader that's played in this offense extensively. CJ checks all of those boxes. And I think that the inexperience plus a known quantity in the backfield, I think that played a huge part in this decision.
Yes, C.J. Anderson coming back to Denver after approaching the 1,000-yard mark over the past two seasons. Despite sharing carries, the Broncos are keeping their man here in Denver. For Matt Boyer and Andrew Mason, I'm Phil Milani for Broncos TV.